A man was found dead in the street of a North Tallahassee neighborhood. Residents of the relatively quiet neighborhood were nervous, but beyond advising the residents that the crime happened, the Tallahassee Police Department was largely silent. After nearly 2 days of no new information, TPD explained itself. In a Facebook post, the office said it will no longer be releasing any information that could identify a victim in any crime. Damon Miller is TPD's public information officer.
We cannot give any information that gives the location, the name and or location of the victim, so that way that they and also their families cannot be harassed.
At issue is a line from the amendment that reads, a victim has the right to, quote, prevent the disclosure of information or records that could be used to locate or harass you or your family, or which could disclose your confidential or privileged information. The question is whether the victim has to assert that right or if it's automatically applied. TPD says victims of the crime are guaranteed this protection. Other law enforcement agencies share that view. The Tampa Bay Times reports the Tampa Police Department is following the same practice. The problem is it's not uniform across all agencies. The Leon County Sheriff's Office, which also works in Tallahassee, views that provision as an opt-in requirement.
We're requesting anyone contact us in writing that does not want their information released as a victim to contact us, let us know which specific incident, and we'll comply with Marcy's law that way.
That's LCSO Public Information Officer Dave Teams. He says the interpretation comes from discussions with legal groups across the state and from the Florida Sheriff's Association. First Amendment Foundation President Barbara Peterson says there's a conflict between public records requirements in statute and in the state constitution and Marcy's law.
Because Marcy's law is vague, you have the right to prevent disclosure. We're getting inconsistent interpretations and application of what that means around the state.
Peterson notes there are already a number of exemptions in state law. Those include protections for minors, victims of sex crimes, and domestic violence. Peterson, joining a growing list of state officials, wants the legislature to clarify. David Marcy of the Florida Police Chiefs Association spoke before the Senate Criminal Justice Committee earlier this month. He's not related to the Marcy for whom the law is named.
In preparation for this, I've also talked to a significant number of police legal advisors. And their overriding concern is the exemption of victims' information and the effect on Florida's public records laws. There are many different opinions on how to construe this, as there are legal advisors I've spoken to, and I've spoken to at least 10.
Jennifer Fennell, a spokeswoman for Marcy's Law for Florida, believes the language is clear.
Those types of information, such as names, date of births, that is automatically applied to the confidentiality. There are other pieces of the amendment that are opt-in, but this piece is automatic so that victims cannot be identified.
I mean, I just respectfully disagree based on the language.
That's Peterson of the First Amendment Foundation again. She wants the legislature to enact an exemption to protect this information. But she says there are a number of concerns, not just for organizations or the media, but for the public as well. There are cases where the victim's identity is important.
We have to understand motivations. What if it's a he said, she said, and we don't know who he is, right? So we can't fully understand the implications, and it does, you know, potentially impinge on our rights or our abilities, our right and our ability to hold law enforcement accountable.
Until the legislature or the courts take action, however, it will be up to each agency's interpretation of the amendment. Plantation Democratic Senator Lauren Book is drafting an implementing bill that would do just that. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.